1877, and I'm going to interview Mrs. William O. Smith, my grandmother. Could you tell me what things were like back in, like, the teens and the 20s back in Carleton?
Yes, I can remember the first cars that were in Carleton, when the first good roads was built, and when Carleton was just a dirt street and the main street, and when that Carleton Messenger printing office, where that was the main store in the whole town. It took care of all the needs of all the people around. They had rugs and ready-made coats and a grocery store and everything that you needed, and a hardware. It was all in one store, and that took care of everything till people started driving to Monroe, and then they'd get things there, and it got so it didn't pay off anymore, so then they went into something else and just had the grocery store and the hardware and the furniture, and it was in the undertakers, Mr. Baker, and they had always had the Christmas toys then, and that used to be a big drawing card for the kids around Christmas time. Everybody go and look in the window real longing. But you got very few toys at Christmas. And as far as fresh fruit was concerned, if you got a orange in your stocking when you hung it up at Christmas, well, that's all the orange you got all year round. And they didn't have bananas around and all that stuff like they have now, and fresh vegetables and fruit all winter. You just had to store up your stuff you raised in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And you used to go down in the basement, and it was really nice in the wintertime. You'd go down there, and there was everything almost you'd need. A big bin of potatoes and big barrels of cider vinegar, and all your vegetables were stored in one corner of the cellar, the carrots and beets and celery, and all was in dirt, and it kept real nice. And the cabbages hung from the ceiling by the roots, and big crocks of sauerkraut and dill pickles and all the canned food on the shelves, and it was almost everything you could wish for down there. You didn't have to go to town and buy anything except sugar and coffee and kerosene and things like that. And they went once a week on a Saturday afternoon. And that's the only time anybody went to town unless it was emergency for something. And there used to be the old blacksmith shop run by Mr. George Eagle. And he used to shoe horses and make wagons and things like that. And there was an old hotel and a hat shop, two hat shops, one in each end of the town. And the one burned down when the Carleton Hotel burned. It started in the hat shop and burned the Carleton Hotel. And all the water there was to fight fires was the town well and a bucket brigade for a while. And then they did get a kind of an antique fire engine. And then the Kelbaum's elevator burned. That was later. They did have a fire department then. And when I remember the Carleton Depot burning, and the 5 and 10, and the photographer shop, and the Dr. Fay's buildings, and the Carleton Opera House, that all burned one day. They were all kind of all wooden buildings, so it didn't take much, and it started from a train, sparked from a train.
Did you ever go to the Carleton Opera House?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What kind of?
Well, it was a wooden building. The Carleton Opera House was a wooden building, and once in a while they'd have something special on, and everybody patronized it because there was nothing going on much. And then later years they got so that in the wintertime they'd have lecture course. And that was once a month, and you bought a season ticket, and that's about all that was going on. beside the side of church things. And every Sunday we walked to church on the DT&I railroad, down the railroad track. Never got a ride, always walked. And then in the afternoon you went to the neighbors to play, and we did all had all kinds of fun. Lots more fun than we have now. And sometimes we'd pack up a basket and go back in the woods with a bunch of kids and have a picnic,
mm-hmm.
pick wildflowers. And I don't remember, did I say about the good roads?
Mm-mm.
There was only the Ready Road was the only good road around here. And I remember when all the others was built, the mud used to get so bad on Telegraph Road, it would be up to your knees if you...
Wow.
It was terrible. And the games we used to play would be, oh, like hide-and-go-seek and pom-pom-pull-away and all kinds of games, and we really had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my father built his new barn, there was a big square cupola on top of it, and we used to eye that all the time. He was going to tear it down and throw it away, and we wanted it for a playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So my uncle said, well, I'll come up and then I'll see that it gets down without getting broke. And he got all the carpenters and them to put a rope around it, and they lowered it down careful and lowered it onto a stone boat, and they hauled it over in the house yard, and we had that for a playhouse. And it didn't look big up on the barn, but when you
mm-hmm.
had it on the ground, it was big.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that for years for a playhouse. And there were so many apple trees and so many pear trees, and everybody had their own fruit. You never had to spray anything. You just planted it and it grew. In the same way with the trees. The fruit didn't have any worms in or anything. And you washed by hand on a rub board. It used to take all day. And iron all day. Heat the irons on a cook stove. And it was really hot in the summertime when you had to iron that way. And the men did all the work by hand, real hard, spreading manure by hand, loading it on a wagon, then they take it out in the field and put it on piles. Later they go out with a fork and spread it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big thing when they got the manure spreaders. That saved them a lot of work. And then I remember the first combines that come around. They were really something. Now the corn pickers and them are antique. Now they instead of picking corn, they shell it right in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of difference. And all the men's work has got a lot easier. And they used to do everything with horses, and they'd work all day plowing a field. Now you can do it in a few hours, and you're all done. And for amusement, the farmers used to have parties at their houses. They didn't go to... They'd go to one another's house and have card parties, and they'd rip up the carpet and have square dances and invite all the neighbors, and first they'd go to one house and then the other. And it used to be 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning before people got home. They really had a good time. And I remember the first radio that came around, or it was one of these crystal sets that you just got a real faint sound, and they had earplugs in your ears, and we thought that was great till they got the radios. And also never forget the big depression. My husband was out of work for 3 years, and you just lived out of your garden.
Mm-hmm.
All your stuff out of your garden. And he'd go every day looking for work. And one day he finally hit the jackpot. He got a job in Ford's.
Wow.
And that was really something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
everything was down and nobody had any money, and he had a ditching machine and he did farm ditching, but nobody had any money to put any in, so he couldn't do any work. And it was really tight going, especially when you had four children that was getting sick every day and getting all the diseases that come around. They didn't have shots then for the kids, and they caught everything that was going around.
What did the fashions used to be like?
Big long skirts. Women wore big long skirts that just missed the ground, just like some of them do now once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And big puffy sleeves and high collars, and some of them even had stays in the collars.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wore hats. That was something. Every year you had to get a new hat. And that used to be fun, too. And now they can't sell a hat to save their life, I guess.
Yeah.
And let me see what else.
What kind of things went on, like, during the 4th of July and Christmas?
Oh, they had a homecoming every year. And the big event of that was the parade, and at night at about 6:30 they had a balloon ascension. And everybody tried to get their chores done and get down there for the balloon ascension, see the balloon go up. And that was really a big deal for the whole. They used to have Will Carlton come and make a speech on in the afternoon, because the Carlton Village was named after him.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody come with their horse and buggies, and after a while there was few cars sprinkled in it. One time they gave away a car for a prize, yeah, a little old Ford car. I think it was even one of those with the red running board, you know, and Earl Todd won it. And he was just a kid in high school, and boy, he really had... I have got one of them old homecoming pictures. Did you ever see it, Amy?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and when we get through, I'll show you. And they'd have a 4th of July with old foot races and things like that over in the Grove over in Carlton. But there didn't too many people come to that. And the high school... It was only 3 years for a long time. People graduated in 3 years. Well, then they finally built it up to 4 years, but the classes weren't never very large. And we had two teachers, the principal, or the superintendent, and the principal. And that's all the teachers we had in the high school, was two teachers. But you learned a lot, and I think the handwriting, people done better handwriting then than they do now when they graduate with all these teachers and all the athletics and everything. They did play basketball just for the fun of it, but they never had no games going to other schools or anything like that because there was no way to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be little what we call dog and pony shows used to come around. Well, that maybe one or two a year. And kids like to go to that. Even the big people like to go. I can't think. Well, there used to be, when these diseases come around, like scarlet fever and diphtheria and... Everybody was quarantined. One time we was quarantined in for 2 or 3 months. I can't remember just how long. But three of us had it. And the day we were to get out, two of us had it first. Two of the little girls had it. And the day we were to get out, the man was taking the sign off of the door, and the other one broke out with it. So he's in for another 3 weeks. And nobody could come in or nobody could go anywhere. You just had to stay in. But they now they don't even quarantine anymore, hardly ever. Mm-mm. And I remember a family lived back on the Exeter Road, and they got scarlet fever. And the mother and the little girl and the baby all died. And nobody could go and help them or do anything because you couldn't go near. And they propped the casket, the mother's casket and the baby's casket up inside the window, and people could go and look in the window, and they buried them at night. Mm-hmm. Things were really bad those days. And a neighbor, young man, about 22, a cousin of ours, died of diphtheria. And they buried him at 8 o'clock in the morning, and nobody could go, just the undertaker and the parents, and that's all could go to the funeral. So things has changed really a lot. Mm-hmm.
Who were the prominent businessmen?
Mr. Kelbaum. See, what was his name? I can't remember his first name, but it was Ed and Ted's father. Mm-hmm. He was the elevator man. And J.J. Lukey was the owned the meat shop and done livestock buying. And Spencer Reeves run the Ford garage after they got cars around here. He was a mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Up until he started the Ford agency. And let's see, who else was around? C.B. Herman run the hardware. And there was a harness shop. And that was run by a Mr. Matt Hutting. He built and made harnesses for the farmers for their horses. And every church had a shed for the horses to put be in while church was going on, and the grocery store had a shed in back for the people's horses, and the elevator had one. And if you couldn't get your horse into a shed when it was winter time, well, you had a blanket, you took a blanket and blanketed them so they could stand it while it was in. And the big snow this last week has been a kind of a reminder of what we used to have. We used to have lots of big high drifts, be higher than you could reach. And they'd dig it out, dug it all up by hand because there was no road graders or nobody to get the snow out. Sometimes you were shut in for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And at school, we didn't have very many students at our country school, one-room school. And we used to have, everybody carried their lunch. And we used to take a great big long bench from the front of the school and put it out and put newspapers on it, and everybody pooled their lunch. And we had regular picnics. And it was really fun. Only we lived so close to school that we couldn't carry ours very often because our mother always made us come home for lunch. And we'd run all the way there and all the way back in order to get back quick so we'd have time to play.
Mm-hmm. What were things like around here during the war?
During the war, you couldn't drive. They had gasoline rationing, and you couldn't. That was World War I. And you couldn't drive your car only unless it was emergency.
Mm-hmm.
If you did, why, you'd get stopped. And I was working to Monroe at that time, and I'd have to go on the train or come home on the train on Saturday. And then my husband, is my husband now, he was my boyfriend, he had a car, and he got permission to take me back because there was no train on Sunday that you could take. And you had to be very careful how you used your gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Where did you work at?
I worked at the what used to be the old River Raisin. It's down where the Consolidated is now. They don't even call it that now. I think it's paper products or... Well, I worked there for a short time, not too long. And I definitely remember the day of the armistice. Mm-hmm. They shut down the plant because the people went crazy. They just they just was crazy, that's all. They threw things and everybody went out on the street and they yelled and they blew whistles and it was really something. And then in a day or so it come out, it wasn't so. After they went through all of this. Well, then in a few days, you didn't hear news till it was pretty stale, you know. You didn't have news media like we have now. And then when it really came out, well, then they really had a blast. But everybody was so pleased when it quit, and that was the war to end, end all wars, but it didn't. They've kept going ever since.
When did you get your first car? What kind was it?
Oh, my husband, he got a car. Him and his brother bought one together, and they were almost the first one of the young folks around that had one.
Mm-hmm.
And your grandfather's two sisters were school teachers, and they went together and they bought one. They had a Dodge car. Well, they were the first girls around that had a car, Bertha and Cora. And then gradually other people started getting cars, other young people, and we used to go to dances at Newport and hold two or three car loads, and they just had fun all the time. And then when the old temple before that burned, they used to have dances there once in a while. And the Oddfellow Temple, the Oddfellows had put it on. And they had Stones Orchestra from Detroit. And that's about all there was going on to go to, is these dances. And they'd have, the high school would have a play once a year. They'd have the seniors, and they'd have like a junior, instead of junior prom like we have it nowadays, the juniors would put on a play, and that was all activities except box socials. And shadow socials, we had shadow socials once.
What are those?
Well, they'd hang up a sheet, and the girls would walk behind it, and it was dark out in the auditorium, and then your shadow was on there, and the men were supposed to bid on the shadows. And that was really funny. And then the girl had the lunch, you know, in her box, and then they ate with her. And it was pretty hard to tell who those people were from their shadows. And that was really more fun than the box socials. But they used to have box socials every year. The girls would fix a nice lunch in box. And I remember one year there was kind of a scamp in high school, and he bought a girl's box and then took it and ran off with it.
Oh.
And this poor girl, she didn't have no lunch or nobody to eat with. Everybody felt sorry for her.
What did they do this for? Were they
raising money? They raised money. And my sister's class was the first ones that ever got a class trip. They went to Niagara Falls, and they was the first ones that ever got a trip, and they earned all the money by doing things, putting on things.
What kind of things did they do to raise money?
Oh, socials, that's about the only thing there was. And the churches used to put on ice cream socials for to raise money. I think that's just about all I can think of right now. You did all your own sewing. All about you bought was coats. You learned, everybody knew how to sew. You had to sew all your own clothes. kept a mother busy when she had several children.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's sister, she was only 16 when she got her whole family dumped on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked for a pretty near a year making an outfit for all these kids. There was 9 of them. And she made her brothers suits and everything so they could go and get their picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked almost a year to get these things made.
Now, was that Ann?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she raised the whole family, her and her brother, it was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come to think of it, she really did a good job.
Mm-hmm. There was 9 in that family?
9,
mm-hmm. Wow.
And there was 5 half-brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, most of those were grown up and gone. Most they'd come back and help, but they were mostly grown up and gone.
Was 9 a large number of children?
Almost every family had 9 or 10 or 12.
Wow.
Almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Every family almost. Nowadays they wouldn't be able to feed and clothe them at the prices that things are now. Well, at that time, there was no birth control, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I guess that's just about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
I want to show you that picture.
Okay, thank you, Grandma. Mm-hmm.